There are new details in a controversy surrounding President Trump's Supreme Court nominee. Brett Kavanaugh today strongly denied an allegation of sexual misconduct from his high school years. The New Yorker magazine reported that a woman who is choosing to remain anonymous has accused Kavanaugh of trying to, quote, force himself on her at a party more than 30 years ago. Here to unpack what we know and what we don't are Capitol Hill correspondent Lisa Desjardins and our White House correspondent Yamiche Alcindor. Hello to both of you. So, Lisa, what is the nature of these allegations?
We can report, our own reporting is that there is a letter that was received by Senator Feinstein and at least one other member of Congress from a woman who's remaining anonymous, in which she alleges sexual misconduct from when she was in high school and also when Judge Kavanaugh was in high school. That's our reporting. The rest we have to refer to the New York Times and to the New Yorker, which are reporting that this woman alleges that she was held down by then student Brett Kavanaugh and that he attempted to force himself on her. That's the words that they use, that he and a friend raised the volume on music so that her protests couldn't be heard, but that she managed to make her way out. That classmate, whose name we also don't know, has been quoted by some of these stories as saying he does not recall this incident at all. Meantime, this letter was referred to the FBI for potential investigation by Senator Feinstein's office. The FBI last night said that they are not investigating this as a criminal matter, among other issues, as a statute of limitations. Instead, they are putting this as part of the file on Mr. Kavanaugh, who has gone through 6 different FBI background checks. Senators can read that update if they want.
So, Yamiche, what is the White House and what's Judge Kavanaugh saying about this?
The White House is sticking by Judge Kavanaugh. They're saying that they're going to continue to support him. And in a statement last night, the White House, a spokesperson from the White House, actually questioned the timing of this and said that the Judge Kavanaugh has sat through more than 2,000 questions that he's answered, dozens of questions about all sorts of things, and essentially that he's been vetted a lot and that this really is something that's coming out at the 11th hour. They said specifically this is an 11th hour attempt to delay his confirmation. The judge himself is also saying that he categorically denies that this happened, that he does not believe that this happened, that really he's just denying that this is at all anything that could have happened. And then a letter by 65 women who went to high school with Judge Kavanaugh was written, and in it, I'm going to read to you a part of it. It says, "For the entire time we have known Brett Kavanaugh, he has behaved honorably and treated women with respect. Our reporting shows that clerks for Judge Kavanaugh organized that letter, and I spoke to a White House source who told me that the reason why there are 65 women from high school who can even write this letter, because that was a big question for me, is that he has been vetted so many times that he is actually in touch with all of these women."
So the timing of it, Lisa, I mean, it does raise questions. What do you know about that?
Right. So this is from multiple sources, Democratic on the Hill, that Senator Feinstein was made aware of this letter in July and that she held on to it for many reasons, the most prominent of which were that the woman strongly wanted to remain anonymous at that time and she wanted to protect her identity. The other of which was that this is older allegations and there were still questions vetting sort of what they meant and whether they needed to be brought up from what they knew. But that has been a real disagreement among Democrats. Other Democrats felt like this was something that needed to be made public. Of course, it's been a problem, I think, for newsrooms as well. This is an anonymous woman. You know, this is something that's hard to vet for anyone. But clearly, some Democrats wanted this out, and they leaked it. Top Democratic sources told me, yes, this was a leak by Democrats.
And Yamiche, just quickly, Me Too is very much in the atmosphere right now. What is the thinking about the effect on the president?
Well, this could politically hurt the president if this actually hampers the nomination. President Trump stands accused by several women of sexual assault and sexual abuse in his own right. He's also faced backlash because White House Press Staff Secretary Rob Porter had to resign because 2 ex-wives accused him of allegations of abuse. So there's this idea that this president is already facing a lot of pressure and saying, this is a man who's been accused himself, who's now surrounding him with other men who are also accused. But I did speak to a representative from Anita Hill who also said that she thinks that Anita Hill says that she, and of course, she's the woman who accused Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas of sexually harassing her. She says that this should be investigated fairly and that this should not be weaponized against this accuser.
And Lisa, just quickly as we wrap up, no sense that this will derail his confirmation?
This has not derailed him yet, but it is changing some important calculus. The key senators who will make this decision, I think, are going to take more time to announce that decision, including Senator Susan Collins of Maine. That's going to put more pressure on Democrats, who were hoping that she would announce her vote first as a deciding vote, allowing some swing red state Democrats, perhaps, to make their decision and not be the deciding vote. Now, no one wants to be the deciding vote at this moment. Everyone's going to wait to see how this plays out.
Very interesting. Lisa Desjardins, Yamiche Alcindor, thank you.